You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
I got a Christmas song came out a few years ago, and it was actually, I think, written by Ricky Skaggs, but James Taylor helped him out a bit on it, and I like a lot of Ricky's older stuff. I'm not a bluegrass fan, but I like his country stuff, and I love James Taylor's music. So this one's kind of a cross between the two of them, and it's called A New Star Shining. If you know it, you're welcome to sing it along with us. They didn't have a home, no crib, no toys were waiting. Still, they had their love for the child they were anticipating. He was born one winter night at a stable in Bethlehem. By his light that winter night they found peace and perfect love. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night they found peace and perfect love. If you want to find it, I know we always will. 'Cause that new star is shining for us still. Where's my word? I got it right here somewhere. They worried how to feed him. Simple trade was all they knew. It was hard enough to make ends meet when they were only two. But the cold, dark, and hunger couldn't take away their joy. And she knew that they would find a way with their precious baby boy. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night they found peace and perfect love. If we want to find it, I know we always will. 'Cause that new star is shining for us still. And if we want to find it, I know we always will. 'Cause that new star is shining for us still. That star is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. That star is Jesus, the only one. And if we want to find it, I know we always will. 'Cause that new star is shining for us still. Thank y'all so much.
All right. Very good. Very good. We're going to talk about God's gift tonight, and we're going to read some different verses in the Bible. If you'd like to be able to follow along with us, but you don't have a Bible, but you would like to have one, we will get you one. If you would, if you hold your hand up, we'll see that you get a Bible. All right? Anybody? Yeah. Somebody's asked me, why don't you put the scripture up on the screen like they do the words of the song? And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, I'm controlling which version of the Bible you're reading. Now, I'm very particular about the one I read, but I don't want to be controlling what you read. I think you've got a right to make your own choice. So I will not force mine upon you. Now, the Bible I hand out will be the one I read from, but you can always bring your own Bible. Second thing about that is that I want you to be able to turn to your Bible to look at it. In fact, if you don't have a Bible and you would like to have one, you just keep the one that we handed you tonight. Let that be our gift from the rec room to you. If you didn't get one tonight, you say, I'd like to have one, check with me after the service. We will see that you get a Bible. Now, once the service is over, if you'll do this, if you'll put all the Bibles at the back, don't leave them in the seat, but if you'll put them back there on that table, we would appreciate it. And then that way we can keep count of them. But you keep it if you'd like to have it. But I want you to get familiar with the Bible. And so I want to talk a little bit about Christmas and about God's gift, and I love this time of year. I really do. I haven't always. I really haven't. I used to be kind of a bah humbug type of guy. But tomorrow night we'll have an angel tree party. We've invited over 100 kids. This church has that got a parent in prison. They'll get gifts from daddy or mama tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, it's a fantastic program. One year, we were doing our first Christmas party. Bert remembers this, over her church in Midland. And we were doing the first one in Midland, and we had a guy that was going to play Santa Claus for us. And he got sick and couldn't come. And there was a young lady and her mother-in-law, and they'd been to some of our meetings, and the daddy had come one time, and he told him he wasn't coming anymore, that's for women. And this guy was very angry. He was mad at his son for being so stupid to get caught and go to prison. He was mad at the prison for putting his son there, and he was really, what he's mad about, he's mad at God. God hadn't done things the way he wanted him to, and he's just mad about him. But he would fit to Santa Claus perfectly because he weighed about 260 pounds. His wife called him because he stayed home. He didn't come to the party. He wasn't about to come. He's going to do what all men do. That's watch TV. And she called him and said, look, we're in a real bind. Will you play Santa Claus? And grudgingly, he came, showed up, got in the suit. And our Santa Claus hands out little New Testaments. And he was at the back of the church where he got into the Santa Claus suit. And up front, the people were just starting to come in and register. And a little blonde-headed girl, about 6, was standing with her mother while her mother was filling out things. And Charlie walked up to her in his Santa Claus suit. And he said, honey, he said, what do you want old Santa to give you? She said, Santa, all I want is a big hug. And our Santa Claus broke down and started squalling. We had the only crying Santa Claus at a Christmas party that year. This turned that man around. In fact, he later on became the president of Loops. In fact, he died as president of Loops, had a heart attack. He did more for us. He worked for us. God, he got busy. He started going to church. He got busy in his church. He became active in trying to help people. And that's one of the things I like about Christmas. It's a time of giving. That's why when you pass by the malls, when you go by Walmart, when you look in the parking lot, those people, everybody there, as busy as it is, you know what they're doing? They're buying for somebody else. Do you ever think about that? That's why people are happier at Christmas, because it's a time of giving. People are happier if they can give. And another thing I love about Christmas is that all over this world, the birth of Christ must be recognized. They don't recognize the birth of Confucius. They don't recognize the birth of Buddha or Mohammed or Einstein or Lenin. But they recognize everybody, whether they're Christian or not. Even the atheist is reminded again that Jesus Christ came, and the record it gives in the Bible is one that can be checked out in Roman history. It tells exactly when it happened, where it happened, and it's amazing about it. But they've got, this is for Jesus Christ. He's recognized. 2 times a year, the world must recognize Jesus. Once at his birth, the other at his resurrection. And I just pointed out, nobody will recognize or celebrate anybody else's birth, and they sure can't celebrate their resurrection, can they? Yeah. See, that ain't happening. So this is the time. Nobody writes songs about Jesus, about those gods. Today, and Charles just got through singing a new song, but today people are still writing. 2,000 years later, they're still writing songs about Jesus. 2,000 years later, we're still talking about Jesus Christ. 2,000 years later, scriptures are still being put up. And he only ministered 3.5 years. That's shorter than a college education. That's shorter than a presidential term. And yet, we're still talking about Jesus. The Bible said that God gave a gift. I want you to turn with me. Many of you know this. But I want you to turn with me to John 3:16. I want us to just look at it. You've heard it over and over, but it said, "For God so loved the world, he what? Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." From there, turn with me to Ephesians, over to the right, chapter 2, and verses 8 and 9. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God gave his Son as a gift. Not only did he give his Son as a gift, God's gift was wrapped. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2, where we find the Christmas story. And in verse 7 of Luke 2, it said, "She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." That gift was wrapped. Not only was he wrapped at his birth, turn with me now over to Matthew chapter 27 and verse 59. "When Joseph had taken his body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth." He was wrapped at his birth. He was wrapped at his death. Not only did God wrap his gift, God's gift was hung on a tree. Turn with me to 1 Peter, way over. You get the book of Revelation, you're too far. After Hebrews, after James, right before the book of Revelation. 1 Peter 2:24. And it said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you're healed. And then back in Galatians, right after Rome, after 1 and 2 Corinthians, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now let me tell you something about gifts. They're not worth a thing until they're received. Nobody has to take a gift. Around every tree, probably the day after Christmas, they might still be a gift or two left. Somebody didn't show up. Somebody didn't get their gift. Somebody didn't take their gift. See, for it to be a gift, number one, it's got to be free. If it cost anything, then you earned it. You had to pay for it. If you have to give it back, if you ever have to give it back, then it's a loan. It wasn't a gift. The gift, when all you have to do is receive it, and it's yours forever. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The very last verse said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wages have got to be earned. The wages of sin is death. A gift has got to be received. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. It said, he came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now then, turn with me to 2 Corinthians. And this is our text, really. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The very last verse in that chapter, verse 15, simply says this, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We've seen that God gave a gift. We've seen that it was wrapped. We've seen that it was hung on a tree. But it was given, but it still must be received. But as many as received him, he said, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Nothing would be worse than you not receiving your gift. Amen. Nothing would be worse than you leaving your gift and not accepting it. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, he was tormented, he had a crown of thorns, he was whipped, His back was bleeding. They drove nails in his hands and in his feet. And jabbed a sword in his side. And he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." That's the Jesus that came as a gift to you. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. You're here tonight. And maybe for the first time in your life, you've seen the simplicity of the gospel. Maybe for the first time you've realized that God has given you a gift. Maybe for the first time you realize that Jesus Christ came for you. And you say, "Leland, pray for me. I'd like to have that gift." Search your heart. Would you like to have that gift tonight? Would you like to leave knowing that you're God's child? If you would you just slip up your hand, slip it back down? God bless you. I see you. Yes, both. Yes. Anybody else? Real quick. Yes, I see your hand. You slip it back down. Someone else, real quickly. Yes, I see your hand. Now, I know some of you. This doesn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference that day on Calvary's Hill. People mocked like they'll do tonight. People scorned. People ridiculed. But you know what? There'll be people that get real with God and get their soul saved because they were honest with Him. I want you to stand to your feet, heads bowed, eyes still closed. I'm going to pray. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to come and accept that gift that God's given to you. Our Father, may Your Holy Spirit deal with hearts tonight. Maybe, I'm sure there's some that came for just refreshments, and I'm sure there's some that just came to flirt. I'm sure there's some just came to get out of Clover House, and whatever the case may be.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.